welcome to another edition of the ChannelBuzz.ca podcast. I'm Robert Dutt, editor of ChannelBuzz.ca, and as usual, your host for the show. As usual, we've got a big episode lined up for you with a pair of great guests. Off the top, we'll be joined by Cheryl Neal, Vice President of Avnet Technology Solutions, Data, Networking, and Security Solutions business here in the Americas. Cheryl joins us to recap what's been a busy time in one of Avnet's core business units and to give us a feel for how things are looking in the back half of 2015 in the storage, networking, and security realms. From there, we'll be joined by Alex Hoff, Vice President of Product Management at Waterloo, Ontario-based Avic Networks, who'll give us a little bit of a background on the company and explain why MSPs should be beefing up their networking knowledge and expertise as part of their service offerings. All that and more on this edition of the ChannelBuzz.ca podcast. All right, we're joined now by Cheryl Neal, Vice President of Data Security and Networking within Avnet Technology Solutions, to talk a little bit about Avnet's activity within the world of security, networking, and data storage. That's a pretty big bailiwick. Welcome to Channel Buzz, Cheryl. Thanks for coming on the podcast.
Thanks, Rob, and Channel Buzz for having me. It is great to be here.
our pleasure, always. As I mentioned, it is sort of a big bailiwick. Can you give us, you know, maybe a brief overview of what Avnet's doing in the space that you cover, and give us sort of your thoughts on how the last year or so has gone in the space of security, networking, and storage?
Sure. You know, I've been at Avnet for over 15 years and in the industry for over 25 years, and with these years of experience, I've had the privilege of working with multiple suppliers and their many channel programs, and really focus on this area of, you know, the data, networking, and security groups. But my team and I are part of a group within Avnet called Supplier Solutions. We work directly with our Avnet suppliers and align their goals with Avnet's unique capabilities to really accelerate with and through our partners, their sales. My group specifically is aligned to some of our data, networking, and security suppliers. The data lines my team and I represent include Commvault, HDS, Nimble, and Veritas. The networking lines include Aruba, Brocade, and Riverbed. And the security lines my team represents are Checkpoint, F5, and RSA. These are really very strategic partnerships for Avnet, and many of them have hit some exciting milestones this past year. We celebrated our 15th anniversary with Checkpoint Software Technologies. Mm-hmm. Avnet celebrated our 10th anniversary with F5 Networks. Mm-hmm. And celebrated our 5th anniversary with Commvault. We also celebrated our 5th anniversary with Riverbed Technology, and we were very proud when Avnet was recognized by Riverbed as their global and North America distributor partner of the year.
All right. Some big wins, some successes, some good stuff in there. Closer to home, what can you tell me about what's going on in the security, networking, and storage space here in Canada, in the channel, and specifically at Avnet?
Right. So we love our Canadian partnership. My team and I are responsible for supporting both U.S. and Canada, mm-hmm. and virtually all of our activities include our Canadian partners. We work really very closely with our sales and support teams located in Canada to customize any sales and marketing programs and modify appropriately. We'll do things like translate some of our marketing collateral into French or provide enablement trainings in multiple Canadian cities to really cover your vast geography. We also work very closely with many of our supplier partners to help extend their reach into Canada. Mm-hmm. A good example of this is our partnership with Hitachi Data Systems. Avnet is the exclusive distributor for HDS in Canada, and we align with them and support their channel efforts by focusing on really the commercial business, enabling our partners to uncover opportunities and position HDS solutions into the highest growth vertical markets for their local Canadian geography. In addition, Avnet is the leading distributor and has dominant market share in Canada for Aruba Networks and Checkpoint. With our Canadian warehouse, we are better able to support this business and provide speed to market with our partners. Leveraging our strong inventory position, we are working on an Aruba solution right now where Avnet is able to provide asset tagging for one of our Canadian partners prior to it ever even arriving at their end user customer.
Ah, pretty cool stuff. Pretty cool stuff. Thanks for the rundown on what's going on here in Canada. Would love to get your thoughts on, you know, what's going on in the areas that you cover, data networking and security, in the channel. You know, what are some of the issues and trends that are shaping the industry and that Avnet and your partners are facing? And of course, I'd like to get Avnet's perspectives on some of these issues.
Sure. You know, there's multiple trends going on. One of the trends we see is the end customers are buying multiple vendor solutions and many times integrated solutions. At the same time, many of our suppliers are requiring more and more certifications for their partner programs. Mm-hmm. This can be really challenging for our partners with the limited resources they have and the time to ensure they are up to speed with all of the different solutions that they support. Candidly, we see this trend and others as truly an opportunity for Avnet to help our partners provide differentiation to their customers. You know, in addition to the hundreds of training and accreditation programs we deliver annually, we also engage what we call Avnet's technical army, so our partners have access to expert knowledge and skilled resources on an ongoing basis to support the development of their in-house capabilities. You know, the multi-vendor buying pattern is especially prevalent with security. As you know, end customers are not buying just one security solution to protect their business. In turn, our partners need to provide that multi-vendor security expertise to be that trusted advisor. You know, in response to this growing demand, a few months ago, Avnet formed what we call the Security Task Force. Our goal was to identify key high-growth security areas and deliver plays, as we call them, to our partners that align solutions and services to help them more easily uncover and close opportunities. Some of the security areas that we're focused on include security intelligence, identity and access management, which includes many vendor solutions, including RSA, Aruba, HP, IBM, and others. Mm-hmm. We are also focused on governance, risk, and compliance. An example of a play that we did for this combines IBM Security Governance and Administration and RSA Archer offerings as a solution to provide a comprehensive platform for a healthcare organization. We also definitely take advantage of the alliance partnerships between our suppliers. This might include combining F5 with a Cisco ACI solution or many others.
All right, great. The flip side of that kind of multi-vendor buying pattern is converged, and converged infrastructure has been such a hot topic in the industry over the last year or so, and I know you guys have been long involved and increasingly involved in Converge. Can you give us a feel for how the converged world is coming together for Avnet and how you're working with partners in that market?
I would love to. I'm really proud to say that Avnet has had this as a focus area for really quite some time, and we are a leader delivering over $1 billion in revenue annually with our converged solutions. Mm-hmm. Some of the converged solutions that I am working directly with include Commvault's backup appliance, HDS's UCP solutions, and Nimble SmartStacks. Avnet is really focused on making the complex simple and ensuring our partners can deliver that positive customer experience. We do this really in three ways. We have a dedicated Converge Solutions team, our global scale, and our supporting services around Converge Solutions. Our dedicated Converge team has multiple team members in it, but some of the key roles include Converge program managers. They're working directly with the suppliers, the multiple suppliers we have to work with, on operationalizing the process, the technical change controls, and the whole lifecycle management. The Converge supply chain specialists will manage inventory and stocking requirements. This can really save our partners not only time, but also that cost of money by shipping a complete solution prior to the billing. our converged engagement consultants and technical consultants, they're really all about supporting our partners. They're there to help with the deal-specific opportunities. And our technical consultants are trained on the multi-suppliers that, you know, encompass those converged solutions. And they will help our partners bring it all together and deliver solutions that function more like that appliance versus just a stack of technology. Leveraging our whole services, you know, as we develop the converged solutions process and go-to-market strategies with our suppliers, we work on setting them up from the very beginning to ensure support of our partners and the globalization of their end-user customers. By utilizing Avnet's Global Solution Center facilities located around the world, we can ensure Avar in Canada can provide a converged solution to their end customer located maybe in Toronto and help them also deliver to locations around the world with the exact same positive customer experience. We customize to the local power, language requirements, and other site-specific needs as required. And as for our services, besides the integration services that we offer to support our partners, for many of our multi-supplier converged solutions, Avnet has set up single call support contracts, all in an effort to support our partners with delivering a positive customer experience to their end customers and making it easy for them and really taking the complex to make it more simple.
All right, great. You know, you've hinted at this a few times throughout various answers in this conversation, but sort of all up across the areas that you cover with storage, security, and networking, what do you see as the differentiators for Avnet? You know, what are the benefits for a partner of working with Avnet on those fields?
You know, there are many benefits to working with Avnet, and some of them that come to mind as it relates to the data, networking, and security lines that I support. Really, the first one that comes to mind is the breadth of our best-in-class supplier portfolio. Avnet has that long-standing and deep relationship with our suppliers, and we're aligning really closely with them to support our partners in these high-growth areas. Another one that I mentioned earlier was really Avnet's technical expertise. We provide the sales and technical training to help our partners achieve the required certifications. We help our partners leverage the knowledge and skills through our Avnet Technical Army and, you know, the converged solution experts that I mentioned. The other thing that comes to mind and kind of the final thought was, you know, Avnet really has a unique go-to-market support for our partners. Multiple things. We have programs that deliver proof of concepts. We have live and virtual demo support. And vertical and solution marketing programs to really support our markets, go-to-market strategies, and really much more that are very unique to our partners.
All right, great. You know, sort of coming to the end of our chat here, I think time is running down. But final thoughts, wanted to get, you know, your thoughts on where the growth opportunities are for your partners and what you guys are going to be focused on going forward in the near future.
You know, we have multiple programs and lots planned in our upcoming fiscal year. You know, we have an exciting launch planned with Veritas. We have been working with their teams for years, but with the renewed energy and focus, we will have the opportunity for our partners to take advantage of the market opportunities with our sales and marketing programs. We will be bringing to market the security plays I discussed earlier and continue to focus on the converged solutions with HDS, Nimble, and Commvault. We will also be supporting our Brocade partners to prepare for that third platform and by offering very specialized training in that area. And we are helping our Riverbed partners diversify their portfolio by expanding our Steel Fusion and Steel Central offerings. The mantra really is to turn technology into business solutions for our customers mm-hmm. around the world.
All right, perfect. And I'm sure we'll be hearing a lot more out of you and your team as things develop over the back half of 2015 into 2016. Cheryl, thanks so much for taking the time to give us this rundown. And yeah, look forward to chatting with you again in the future.
Thank you, Rob.
Joining us now on the podcast is Alex Hoff, Vice President of Products and Sales for Avik Networks, a new sponsor to the site. Alex, thanks for taking the time.
Thank you very much, Rob.
I don't want to say a new player. You guys have been around for a little while, but in terms of going after the MSP market, a new player in the Canadian market, wonder if you could just take a second and give us kind of the nickel tour of AVIC's background and how we came to be where we are today at AVIC.
Sure. So I'm one of the co-founders. So we started the company a couple of years back, raised some money. So we raised a seed round in early 2013, and that was really focused on building out the product platform. So, you know, when myself and my other co-founders had looked at the networking community, it was really that things hadn't advanced in the last 20 years, that people were still logging into switches and routers via CLI, and that presents a really unscalable problem where you just can't deal with the amount of, you know, there's just a lot of work that's required to run a network properly. And certainly with the managed service providers, you know, that doesn't align well. You need efficiency, you need scale, you need automation. And so with AVIC, we started the company. We launched a product back in January of this year, mm-hmm. focused at SMB, so going direct to the, you know, small companies, to the IT professionals inside that organization. But what was really interesting was that there was a very strong pull into the service provider space, and largely that's because the tools that exist today for managed service providers, they just don't tend to put enough focus on the network side of things. Mm-hmm. Certainly the industry has grown, it's really matured as it relates to desktop management, but on the network, it's still relatively immature compared to the tooling and infrastructure that you'd see in the enterprise space.
Okay, so you put the you've put the focus of light on that that MSP segment of the community. How is that going for you?
So far, so good. I mean, again, that people look at the AVIC solution. It helps that it's a very attractive, pretty product. It's very intuitive, very easy to use. It's cloud based. You know, all the kind of things that people are becoming to expect these days when they use new software. So they've been trying it. It's a self-serve platform. You go in, you give it a whirl, and I'd like to say in 15 minutes you should get a clear picture of what your client network looks like, and I'd hope you'd find something new that you didn't know about that network, whether it be a bad VLAN configuration or devices that you didn't even know existed. But we'll help you find that, inventory it, get you all that data, and go from there.
So as well as potentially saving the truck rolls, which is, of course, always a big thing on the MSP side of the world, you've got the opportunity to do some network assessment by the sounds of it.
Yeah, so, there's two phases, I guess, of the MSP engagement, right? Mm-hmm. The first time you go into a new client, you really want to understand what that infrastructure looks like. So our system, once you deploy it, will do its discovery. You need to seed it with a couple credentials to help it communicate with the devices, but it'll go out. It will find all the devices when they're SNMP enabled or their switches or routers. It'll log in, grab more data, and kind of crawl the network. That helps you get an understanding of how everything, you know, what are the devices on the network? And then secondly, how are they physically wired? And third, how are they configured? So that will be that kind of that early initial assessment phase.
Gotcha.
But then ongoing, the system will do proactive monitoring. So you don't only have to set it up. It comes pre-configured. For a number of different alerts, and the system will, you know, it'll constantly monitor. So if you get a ticket in from your PSA platform, you can click into AVIC, click a button, you know, navigate the different dashboards. But if you needed to log into a Cisco switch or a web-enabled firewall, again, through the platform, through the browser, you can actually do that right there. You don't have to worry about setting up a VPN tunnel you don't have to worry about any of that. You just click it, press a button, and then there it is. That platform's there for you to make that configuration change.
Gotcha. Okay. Many, and I'd go as far as maybe to say perhaps most MSPs are already running some sort of remote management and monitoring RMM-type tool. You make the distinction between, I think, those types of RMMs and what you're offering, which is a network-centric RMM. Can you share a little bit more on what the difference is from an MSP's perspective in terms of how they're used and what kind of functionality they expose within your customers?
Right. So, think of all the big players in the RMM space today. Mm-hmm. As I mentioned before, they tend to do a really good job at traditional problem spots for the service provider. So dealing with backups, dealing with patch management, rolling out new software, antivirus, all the traditional areas of focus. Again, all the vendors do a great job there. But the network infrastructure, that core infrastructure, tend to be a little bit ignored. And so, you know, that's our area of focus. That's our background comes from networking. And, you know, we've applied that to this product. So if you want to understand the VLAN configuration, you just type it in. I want to see, you know, the wired VLAN. What does that look like on my network? So we feel it's very complementary. And in fact, we've deployed alongside a number of different RMM platforms. And then, of course, like other RMM platforms, we need to integrate to the PSA, push up tickets, push up configuration and inventory. So it is, you know, as close to a seamless experience for that managed service provider as possible.
Okay. What does that typically look like for the MSP when you're running side by side with another more traditional type of RMM?
So I guess it depends on the type of ticket or the type of activity. Mm-hmm. So I guess, you know, if it's an inbound activity, you know, it comes into your PSA platform of choice, that then you say, oh, okay, that's the client ABC. Let's go into AVIC and look at ABC Co. And there you're presented with that map. So one thing about being such a visual product is that it kind of, you get that visual immersion into their network. You say, oh yeah, I remember what this guy looks like. You know, it's hard to remember when you're looking at a bunch of telnet screens with a bunch of running configs, I don't remember, right? So that helps you with the context switching, and then from there you get the dashboard, you get the alerting, the different tools to allow you to drill down and try and troubleshoot. Again, if you're looking at say a Windows box on our platform, yeah, it's doing some very high level monitoring, but again, it's not going to do that same level of depth as we would do on the network that you would see on the RMM or most RMM platforms on the Windows side. So if you need to push out a patch, by all means, launch into your RMM platform of choice and do that activity. But if you want to understand how a VLAN is configured or where a MAC address is seen on an ARP table or a forwarding table, mm-hmm. well, then, you know, hop to our platform and use the search. It's just like Google Maps. You just type stuff in.
All right, great. I know you said it's, you know, the focus has been kind of this year on building out that MSP network. Where have you found the most traction with MSPs? Is there kind of a profile of service provider, or for that matter, of service provider customers, that makes them an ideal client for you guys?
I think it's a bit of a tricky question, because there is no standard profile. I would say that the characteristics of a service provider that likes AVIC today, mm-hmm. Is one that distinctly has responsibility for that network infrastructure. So typically, these people are not just a break fix company. Typically, they are not just desktop focused, that they do understand that network infrastructure, and they do have responsibility for it today. They might be using ad hoc tools or no tools, but they're looking for a way to drive efficiency. And so those are the ones that really like what they see and have integrated into their workflow. And then the other type of profile would be the kind of the value-added reseller. So, you know, the Cisco VAR, the other vendor, you know, other networking vendors that are now leveraging their relationships with their clients to be able to build out a services revenue. So, you know, kind of a greenfield opportunity, but people who are really deep networking guys, mm-hmm. and want to build build their service around a platform. So those are kind of the two customer profiles that we tend to interact with.
All right, great. Canadian company out of Waterloo. How are you doing with reaching out to the Canadian MSP community?
So from a Canadian, VAR and MSP market, you know, we do a number of different techniques to reach the clients. I'd say, you know, most of it is, you know, we'll do the prospecting, reaching out to people, but we do a lot of content driven marketing. So, you know, whether that's focused on Canada or, the US, we'd like to think that the content is fairly generic. Definitely for the Canadian side of things, there's a lot of opportunity here. We're just getting started, so love to see a few more customers come on board from our region.
Brilliant. Perfect. Not to get all, you know, what have you done for me lately with you, but what's next for AVIC? What can, what's kind of coming down the pipeline for you guys, and what can MSPs expect to see from you guys over the balance of the year and into 2016?
Yeah, so we beat the drum pretty aggressively. We're on a bi-weekly feature release cadence. So, you know, one of the distinct advantages of being cloud is to have that ability to push out new software, support for new devices that our customers might be seeing in their networks. So that's kind of the background. But in terms of features, we say we're network focused. So our strategy has always been breadth and depth, breadth on supporting lots of different devices. If it's on the network, we're going to try and find some information about it. So, for example, like UPSs and printers, we're going to try and gather a little bit of data about them. So, you know, if the UPS goes down, you want to know about that. You want to know when it flips into to battery mode. Yeah. But on the networking side, again, it's continuing to go deep. So understanding more technical, more, you know, traditional problem areas such as spanning tree, so visualizing all that. You know, the corporate strategy has been three phases, see, tell, and do. So C is, again, just getting more depth, more visibility. Tell is a really exciting stuff that we're working on for late this year, maybe a little early next year. And that's about taking intent. I want the network to do this and being able to translate that into machine code. And when I say machine code, I mean the configurations, whether they be Cisco, HP, Juniper, doesn't matter. I just want the network to have VoIP QoS. Well, what does that mean? Well, there's probably a couple of different ways you can do that, but our system will figure out how to do it for your network, given your topology. And so we'll start with, you know, some simpler use cases, like I just want to click on an interface and change the VLAN, and we'll do that. We'll reconfigure that device to have a different VLAN without you actually have to hit the CLI. And then, you know, going forward, one of the exciting use cases for people that deal with VoIP is packet capture. I mean, VoIP is one of these challenging things where you're trying to understand, the voice quality is poor. Well, what does that mean? You typically have to get packet captures to dig a lot deeper. And so, you know, a lot of our customers are driving us to say, have a one button or one click kind of packet capture. You click on an interface, we'll reconfigure the network to do the, you know, technical called spanning, you know, remote span and trunks and all that stuff, gather the PCAP. Yeah, so you can then analyze it. So really trying to drive efficiency through automation there. But that, again, without having to be an expert in all the different vendor dialects.
Perfect. Brilliant. Alex, thanks so much for taking the time. I'm sure we'll be in touch over the weeks and months to come.
Great. Thank you so much.
Well, that's about all the time we've got for this edition of the ChannelBuzz.ca podcast. I'd like to thank Cheryl and Alex for joining us. I'd like to thank our sponsors, including both Avnet and Novic, for their continued support of the site, which makes this all possible. And, of course, thank you for joining us and listening in today. You also make this possible. The ChannelBuzz.ca podcast will be back in just a week's time. And next time up, we will hear from Avnet again. This time it'll be Greg Peterson, who heads up the distributor's HP business in the Americas, who will join us. It's been an interesting time for all things related to HP, so it should be a great conversation and some great insights. We'll also be joined by BitTitan CEO G-Man Yip, who will help us go through some of the mistakes he sees solution providers make when they're planning their own cloud journey. Hopefully, G-Man can help you avoid some pitfalls in your own journey, or at least reinforce the best practices and ideas you've already been using. But until then, I'm Robert Dutt from ChannelBuzz.ca, and I'll see you around the channel.